Radioland. Thanking God for this great door of utterance, we are the Church of God, established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Thanking God, the scripture says, he that is sent from God speaketh the words of God. And we're so grateful we have that prophet here speaking the words of God. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Evangelist. To our elders, our missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day. We're glad to be with you. We are going to talk about what it means to grow up in God, the life of God. Before we get to that, the choir has this number. The Lord has done so much for me. Sister B, choir, what has the Lord done?
The Lord has done so much for me. He's opened doors I could not see. I keep on trusting him, 'cause his word is true. Said he's already done everything he said he would do. The Lord has done so much for me. He's opened doors I could not see. I keep on trusting him, 'cause his word is true. Says he's already done everything he said he would.
Done what he said he would do, because the Lord said he would raise up a people, and he raised up a prophet like unto Moses. He did that, And he also said he was going to raise up a people unto himself. And God have done that. Our sister Tatum is our poem writer, reader. Elder Miles accompanies hers, and we hope you enjoy the poems that you hear. Sister Tatum.
Thankfulness with joy. I'm thanking God for this blessed day. My eyes have been blessed to see. I'm so happy and so grateful. In this day, I'm living free. This joyous feeling that I have, it seems almost a dream. With every precious breath I take, I'm thanking God, it seems. It makes me cry continuously when I behold the good that God has truly blessed me with. When I remember He said He would. In the very pit of hell, I cried, and God delivered me. In the twinkling of an eye, it seemed, He came and has made me free. I never want to forget the love that He so freely gave when He gave His only begotten Son to give me the chance to be saved. I'm so glad I have that knowledge, and I'm so glad I'm me. Of all the people in this world, I'm truly blessed to be free.
Beautiful. Thank God for you, Sister Tatum. It really means something to be free. When we speak about freedom here at 425 Laconia Boulevard, we're not talking about free from debt. We're talking about free from sin. Isn't that beautiful? Our deacon Debbie have these announcements.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061, or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. So glad to be with you today. Another Sabbath day. We're here. We are God's people. We are covenant keepers. That means we keep God's commandments. That means we keep God's word. That means we're Israelites. That means we're Israel of the Spirit. That means we're Jews. Because we've been circumcised in spirit. And we're growing up into Him. That means we're going to be just like Him. If we're not. And by faith, we're like Him now because He said, now are you the sons of God and don't appear what you shall be. But when you see Him, that's we that live for God, you're going to be like Him. Because you cannot see God unless you are striving to live holy. Let's go to Ephesians 4 and 15 while we're getting that. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. This is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. I believe the scripture. I don't believe just one. I believe all the scripture. What I'm able to understand, I believe. And what I don't understand, I don't worry about that. Because the scripture says, His increase, there shall be no end. As we follow on, we see God clearer and clearer, which means we get holier and holier. That's our strive. That's the life of God. Ephesians 4 and 15, evangelists. Mm-hmm.
But speaking the truth in love.
Now we're speaking the truth in love. Now again, love is not just a feeling. It's not carnal. This love is speaking the truth, in the commandments, in the love of God. Because when you speak in the spirit, then you are pleasing God.
All right.
You can grow, speaking the truth in love. What?
May grow up into him.
May grow up into him. That means we're growing up to be just like him.
Yes.
Growing up to develop in him.
Yes.
Grow up into him. What?
In all things.
That means in everything we do, we should be like the Lord.
Yes.
That means good judgment in all things.
Yes.
The choices we make, the things we do, following the Spirit in all things, what?
Which is the head.
What?
Even Christ.
What?
From whom the whole body fitly joined together.
Now the whole body of Christ is those that are living holy, like Christ.
Yes.
Not just a churchgoer, like the scribes and Pharisees were. They were supposed to be of God, but they were not in the body. They were outside the body,
yes.
And that's why they were against the Spirit, and the Spirit was and is against them.
All right.
Joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies. What?
According to the effectual working in the measure of every part.
What?
Maketh increase of the body.
What?
Unto the edifying of itself in love.
Peter was edified by Paul. Paul was part of the body. Peter was not edified by Paul when he was Saul. He was against Peter. But because he was for Peter, when he began to live for God, he was able to edify Peter.
Yes, he did.
And the body edified itself when they had a question. They came to those that were in leadership.
Yes.
Got the word.
Yes.
And they journeyed on.
Yes.
And followed the teaching.
Yes.
They followed the vision that God gave those leaders.
Yes.
Wherever they were. Mm-hmm. Read this.
This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk.
What?
In the vanity of their
so
minds.
Wait a minute. We don't want to walk like those that don't know God. The vanity of your mind, which means you're following a mindset that is full of vanity and not eternal mindset. The eternal mindset is keeping God's commandments.
Yes.
The vanity mindset is the gods of this world. Birthdays, Secretary Day, Mother's Day, Christmas, just on and on. God did not call for this. Sunday, first day of the week, worship keeping. Calling the first day of the week the day of rest. This is the vanity of somebody's mind, and it was not the mind of God.
That's right.
Not the mind of Christ.
That's right.
So that's not the mind of the head, Christ, the body. That's not the mind of Christ.
It's not.
Christ's mind was, my Father gave me a commandment. Christ's mind was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. That's the mind of Christ.
Yes.
The mind of Christ was, he was here to die.
Yes.
And so are we that follow Christ.
Yes.
Same mindset. That's the life.
Yes.
What?
Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God.
The life of God.
Through the ignorance.
Is having the mind of God.
Mm-hmm.
The life of God is growing up in him in holiness.
Yes.
That's the life of God.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go to 1 John 3 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
Alienated from the life of God is those that have a vain mind.
Yes.
Mind that is vanity. But when you have a spiritual mind, it's a mind of love, mind of holiness unto the Lord.
Yes.
Not unto grandma or this church organization, if it is an organization because it's so big now, but unto God. And if you have a mind unto God, you have a mind unto the one that God sent.
That's right.
1 John 3 and 9, what?
Whosoever
what?
Is born of God doth not commit sin.
That's the life of God.
Yes.
No more sin. Because the life of vanity is to sin. But the life of God and the life to grow up into him is to grow up into him without sin.
Yes.
Just like he was. Mm-hmm. For what?
For his seed remaineth in him.
What?
And he cannot sin.
Why?
Because he is born of God.
What?
In this.
In this now. This is how you know you're in the life of God. And that you're growing up into him. What?
In this the children of God are manifest.
And who else?
And the children of the devil.
This is when you see that child of the devil. And if you are yet sinning, don't say I'm a sinner in Zion. You're yet a sinner. You're not in Zion. You just going to church. In this, the children of God are manifest. And the children of the devil.
What? Whosoever doeth not righteousness.
What?
Is not of God.
So if you're not doing righteousness. And I know that when we come to God, all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Mm-hmm. But the scripture says, he that doeth righteousness, you began to obey God's word, is righteous even as he is righteous because you got the mind he has now.
Right.
God is calling you a son the day you say, I'm going to do what's right. I'm going to do not just what's right, but righteousness.
Yes.
Righteousness is not just doing what's right. You do what's right and yet be evil. But if you do righteousness, that means you only do what's right.
Yes.
You're not doing evil with that.
Right.
Read the first verse. 3:1. What does it say?
Behold.
Behold.
What manner of love the Father has.
Now, this is God showing us the life of God. He's showing us the love to one that wants to live for him. And we show that same love. You can come in these doors, lesbian, gay, whatever you might be. You're welcome. But if you got a mind to keep God's commandments and live holy, now, what?
Behold.
What?
What manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us.
What?
That we should be called the Son of God.
Well, if you got a mind, as I say, to live for God, you should be called God's Son. Because you're striving to live for God. What?
Therefore, the world knoweth us not.
So you don't know us. Why?
Because it knew him not.
You don't know us because we don't want to be partaker of what we've come out of. That's all right. Of these gods draining your pocket. Right. Having you bow down to everything come down the pike. And God didn't say bow down to it. That's right. God wants us to bow to his word.
Yes.
Obey his word. Mm-hmm. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, as well as not forgetting you cannot lie anymore.
Right.
You can't kill. God wants to remember those things.
Yes.
Read.
Beloved.
Beloved.
Now are we the sons
of
God.
So God is saying we're sons now. His love is so great. What?
And it doth not yet appear what we shall be.
So you don't may not appear to be holy. But what?
But we know that when he shall appear.
What?
We shall be like him.
So when you strive to live for God. You have a mind to do righteousness. When you begin to see God, it's going to be because you are denying yourself. Yes. Hebrews 12 and 14. So when you begin to see God, you cannot begin to see God. You're yet hearing this word and going to have a brewski.
No.
Or one of those daiquiris. Or Samuel Adams. Yeah, I read the Bible every night. You can't see what God is trying to tell you. And moreover, you can read all you want, but if you don't believe on the one that God sent, you'll never see God.
That's right. Never will.
12 and 14, what does it say?
Follow peace.
Now follow peace. The scripture says, great peace.
Have they. That love thy law.
Which love thy law and nothing shall offend thee. So if you want to follow peace, love God's law.
Yes.
How can you love the peace that God gives when these jackleg preachers are telling the people the law is done away with? You never have peace. That's why you keep sinning. Because you don't know what you cannot do.
Yes.
What?
Follow peace with all men.
With all men, what?
And holiness.
Now there it is. Not baptism, but holiness.
Without.
So if you don't follow peace, which is God's law, and holy living, without which what?
Without which no man,
no man
shall see the Lord.
So if you can see God and not be in holiness, you make God a liar. And God is not a man that he should lie. So don't tell me you know the Lord. I read it for myself. You're walking in the vanity of your mind.
That's right.
You've got to follow what the Lord is calling for.
That's right.
Let's go to 1 John again, 3 and 3. Let's go back to that. So we want to see God. And it does not appear what we shall be. But when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Because we're going to see him as he is. But he can't appear to you if you don't live holy and follow peace. And it's the peace that God is calling for. Read 3 and 3 again.
And the
third verse, yes.
And every man that hath this hope in him.
Now here's the life of God. If you got this life and you want to grow up in him, if you have this hope, what happens?
Purify.
You begin to purify yourselves.
What? Even as he is pure.
Now you know the Lord didn't sin and don't sin. So you got to purify yourself and quit believing this lie. Well, everybody sin. Can't nobody help but sin. You're not going to be purified then. You're going to be yet spotted up. That's what the Lord said. I'm calling for a church without spot or wrinkle. That means purify yourselves.
Yes.
Be clean.
Yes.
What?
Even as he is pure.
Wait a minute. So we have to get pure just like the Lord is.
Yes.
Well, I said, who you think you are? Jesus walking the water? Well, why is he asking us to be like him? We may not walk the natural water. Thomas didn't walk the water. Peter did.
Yes.
Matthew didn't walk the water. Peter did.
Yes.
But yet they were like him. Both of them were like him. They were still sanctified.
Yes.
Bartholomew didn't raise the dead. Peter did.
Yes, he did.
But he was just like him.
Just like him.
Luke didn't raise the dead, but he was like him. Had the same mindset. John the Baptist came and preached, repent. That's what the Lord did.
Yes.
He was just like him.
Yes.
Pilate said, you sound like one of the old prophets.
Yes.
This is John. He said, no, that's not he. You sound just like him. John didn't raise the dead, but he preached just like Jesus.
He did.
And he was holy like Jesus. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Whosoever
what?
Committed sin, transgresseth also the law.
Now, that's if you want to grow up into him, you got to know this. If you transgress, you are breaking the law.
Yes.
If you commit sin, you're transgressing God's law. What?
For sin is
what?
The transgression of the
law. So if you want to begin to live for God, you need to know house rules. First of all, if you want to purify yourself, stop sinning.
That's right.
Because if you're sinning, you're breaking God's law. What?
And ye know
what?
That he was manifested to take away our sins.
Now you know that's why he came here to die for our sins.
Yes.
He was manifest to take away our sins.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And in him is no
sin. Now you know in him is no sin. Don't say you're in him and you're yet sinning. Because in him is no sin. What?
Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not.
Now I believe the scripture that was inspired by God over these jackleg preachers trying to say, what can't anybody help but sin? Now, there is a sin not in death. We're not going to get into that. But to outright sin, no, not when you're born of God. You don't do that.
That's right.
Ephesians 4 and 11. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. So how can you grow up into him if you ain't known him?
That's right.
All right.
How can you have the life of God if you don't know him?
That's right.
And the scripture says, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is lying to you.
That's right.
It's a liar.
Yes,
I believe the scripture.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Ephesians 4:11. This is how you know him. 4:11. What?
And he gave some apostles.
He gave some apostles. What?
And some prophets.
So wait a minute. Not all the apostles taught in Antioch. They had prophets teaching. They had evangelists. They had pastors teaching in Antioch, in different places where they traveled to confirm and to build the church.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody was apostle. And everybody was apostle. You don't need necessarily all of them, but you need one of those gifts.
Yes.
What?
And some evangelists.
What?
And some pastors and teachers.
What?
For the perfecting of the saints.
Now, this is the life of God, that we might be perfected.
Yes.
Not just be able to say, he died for my sins. I knew that before I got saved, that he died for man's sins. I knew that. Yes. That didn't make me live for him. I didn't know him, but I knew of him and believed what he done, but not to the saving of my soul at that time. What?
For the perfecting of the saints.
Now, it's for the perfecting he gave these gifts of the saints. For what?
For the work of the ministry.
Now, this is the life of God, the work of the ministry. What?
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
So to grow up in him, the body has to be edified.
Yes.
Cutting away of this, cutting away of that.
Yes.
So when things come down the pike, the one that God sends lets you know we can't go that way.
That's right. That's right.
We're not going and start no men's day here at God's Covenant Church.
No.
We have no men's day.
No.
We don't have no women's day.
No.
We don't have a Mother's Day.
No.
And Father's Day.
No.
And Children's Day.
That's right.
And Baby's Day.
All right.
We don't have that.
No.
We don't have barbecues for children.
No.
For babies. And we don't have babies and put them into the kingdom.
No. That's right.
A baby, as far as I understand, only know of one birth. And they don't know that because they're a baby.
Yes.
The scripture says you must be born again. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Till we all.
This is what we have to do. Growing up in him.
Come in the unity.
Into the unity.
Of the faith.
What?
And of the knowledge of the Son of God.
What?
Unto a perfect man.
There's that name again, that term perfect. That's a taboo for so many to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know what it means. It is foreign to them because all they know is the blood.
Yes.
He died for my sins, but you haven't done anything.
Right.
Romans 8 and 29. Let's go
mm-hmm.
there. This is the life of God. This is how we grow up into him, purifying ourselves. Edifying ourselves in love.
Yes.
Staying in this world, but not of it.
All right.
That's how we edify ourselves.
That's right.
Not being a part of the world.
That's right.
Romans 8:29, what does it say?
For whom he did foreknow.
What?
He also did predestinate.
So God knows our beginning and our ending.
Mm-hmm.
God foreknows everyone that comes into this life.
Yes,
he knows our beginning and our ending before we get here.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So God knows who's coming eons from now. He knows who's coming.
Yes.
That's why he's God.
That's why he's God.
What?
Mm-hmm. To be conformed.
Now listen. Whom he did foreknow, he also predestinate. Yes. What?
To be conformed.
So when God knows you're going to have a mind to obey his word, he predestinates you.
Yes.
To what? To be
Conformed to the
to be
image
conformed to his image
of his son.
Now when you leave rocking New Year's Eve and look in the mirror with a hangover, don't say I look just like the Lord, because you don't. Don't come in there Sunday morning and say, oh, I had a hangover, I had one too many, and look in the mirror. You don't look like God.
No.
And when you walk up and down the street looking just like someone with dreadlocks on or whatever, looking like the predator, don't say, God, you don't look like God.
No.
When you look like you did when you was a teenager out and running the streets, and you yet look like that, you don't look like God. God don't look like that.
No, he don't.
And you don't look like Christ still trying to carry a staff right now. You're walking down the street with a staff and somebody else carrying the cross you should have. No, you don't look like Christ. I don't care how many sandals you got. You got 4 or 5 sandals. You don't look like Christ.
All right.
You went to get a special robe made.
Right.
You don't look like Christ.
No, you don't.
But we're supposed to be conformed into his image.
Yes.
That means holy.
That's right.
Sanctified.
Yes.
Mind
yes.
set to die
yes.
out of this world.
Yes.
Be conformed to his image of his son. What?
That he might be the firstborn
what?
Among many
so,
brethren.
In order for Christ to be the firstborn among we brethren,
mm-hmm.
you have to be conformed to his image.
That's right.
In other words, Christ is not there.
All right.
You haven't seen him, neither known him.
That's
he's
right.
not there.
That's
isn't that beautiful?
Right. Yes.
Ephesians again 4:17. Let's go there.
Uh-huh.
Ephesians 4:17. I'm only bringing you what the scriptures say. You don't like what I'm bringing. Tear out the scripture. But I got news for you. You ain't going to have no Bible.
That's right.
You're going to tear one out of tearing everything out because God inspired everything. Isn't that beautiful? He inspired those that wrote to tell on that devil what he did. 4:17, what does it say?
This I say.
Therefore,
and testify in the Lord.
What?
That ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk.
What?
In the vanity of their mind.
So, vanity of your mind is what?